We're heading over to the Stageworks Choir conducted by Siobhan Buston at the Clarney School of Music. The students kindly sang a few Christmas songs for us, and I spoke to Roisin, Aideen and Rowan about their love for singing and what Santa is bringing them under the Christmas tree.
I'm from Killarney.
And you're part of Killarney School of Music, and we're here singing today, and you're practicing for a really big concert next week, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. I'm really looking forward to it. It's my second time performing in a concert.
Yeah, what's it like?
It's really fun because there's a lot of people, and last year it was down in Muckross, you know, the health, the mm-hmm. school.
Yes.
It was in there, and then there was a bunch of people. So
what's it like when you're on stage with all your peers and everyone's looking up at you and you're just singing your best life?
Oh, the first time is a little bit scary, but you kind of ease into it mm-hmm. about 5 minutes in. But if you have a solo, it might be a little bit nerve-wracking for your first time.
Of course. And have you had a solo before? Not yet, or?
No, I have actually. I can't remember the song, but yeah, I had a few solo lines in it.
Mm-hmm. So you love singing?
Yeah, I love singing.
Why singing?
I don't know, it's very hard, but I've been inspired by a lot of people, Cat's Eye, Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, a whole bunch of people.
I can see by your Taylor Swift cardigan, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. And look, you have a fantastic class because there's people with all different ages, so it's very nice. So who do I have here beside me?
I'm Aideen Fleming and I'm from Ballyfinnan.
Okay, Aideen, you have a beautiful, powerful voice. And did I hear when you came into class today that you got you're finished with your glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you feel?
I felt kind of strange at first, mm-hmm. but now I'm getting used to the feeling on my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. And I can see you put the glitter on your face as well, so you're making the most of it.
Yeah.
You like singing, so tell me a bit about why you like singing.
I like singing because it's my kind of thing. I love songs, mm-hmm. and it's very inspiring for me.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of singers do you like?
I like Ariana Grande, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. And why them?
I like Ariana Grande because I like her songs.
Yeah, and she's a powerful voice too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have a very powerful voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do.
And how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Wow. So if that's your voice at 9 years old, what is your voice going to be like at 90?
Probably very loud.
Very good. And who do I have here?
My name is Rowan Crawley. I'm from Killarney. Mm-hmm.
And Rowan, you were a part of this group as well. And you had in Winter Wonderland there, you had your own lines as well. So tell us a bit about you and why you're part of this class. Why singing?
I liked it. I used to maybe sing it at my house, maybe at different times. Mm. Just songs I listen to, maybe on the radio.
Mm-hmm. What kind of songs are they?
Guess maybe, I can't remember the name.
Have a good think about it, don't worry, there's no rush. Well, you know, the best thing is, you're talking to Radio Kerry now, so you've probably heard those songs on Radio Kerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe someday the 3V could be on Radio Kerry after this recording, of course.
I want to be a singer. I want to be
Yeah, I just want to be a singer, and I want to like maybe be in a girl group or be a solo artist, mm-hmm. and do like a lot of choreography.
Of course,
I have dreams.
Well, isn't it important to have those dreams? Yes.
The song that I liked was The Weeknd. I don't know.
The Weeknd. I saw The Weeknd before. It's incredible. So, so, so good. So you must go and see him.
One of the singers, well, the person who does the playing is David Guetta, I'm pretty sure that's his name, and he does like the
music.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. So tell us, right, we're a couple of weeks away from the big day in our houses where Santa comes.
Yeah.
What have you asked Santa for? Who would like to go first? Go ahead.
So basically, I have a few stuff on my list.
but what's your top one?
My number one thing is my nana. One of her like cats about 2 months ago, one of her cats had kitchens. There was 3 kitchens. 2 of them got given away. There's one left. I named her Gucci, and she's the number one on my list. Well, because it's a boy. He's my number one on the list because he's just like kind of a smoky kind of color, and he has like lynx ears, and he's just like a little ball of fluff, and he's super cute and he's super gentle.
Well, I hope Santa kidnaps him and brings him into your house. And
we have like the same energy because I always like.
Very good, yeah. Very good. And what are you asking for Santa?
I have a few things on my list. Mm-hmm.
But you're number one now. I need to know what's the biggest thing on your list.
The biggest thing is probably a bike. Because the one I have at home, it's too small for me. Because I grew out of it.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can be cycling to all your singing lessons then and all your concerts
probably.
In the future.
Yeah.
Very good. And Rowan, what are you asking Santa for?
I haven't basically decided, but something I would like would be Lego. I got it for my birthday, but it was more of a, it said on 3+, so I was thinking like it would be for younger ages, so I'm looking forward to get maybe a older aged.
And what older age are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh yeah, 3+, then it's about 7 years too late.
Yeah.
As long as you pick it up and don't let anyone walk on the Lego at home, I think Santa will definitely get it for you. Very good. Well, guys, you're preparing now for that concert next week. By the time that happens, we'll hear this as well. All really excited. And lastly, I'm going to ask you all, what are you hoping for 2026 when it comes to your music lessons and your singing lessons? Where do you see yourselves in the next 12 months besides Radio Kerry?
I know this probably won't happen, but I have an idea. They're going to take us to go see a big concert, and we will be the opening acts, and that there will be lasers, fans screaming, and then like the lights, like they'll go down, and then all you're gonna hear, I don't know, is probably just gonna be like Aideen, like singing the opening song, because she always sings the opening songs and she has such a powerful voice for her such young
age. That's so cute, Aideen.
Yeah.
That's so kind. You have, I can really visualise your dreams. So, I mean, if they're that visual, then I'm sure they will come true. Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. Rowan?
I'm hoping for, like, maybe we should do new songs that's from new, like, artists. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure 2026 there'll be so many new songs coming out and ones that you'll love. So, and Aideen, finally?
For 2026, I know this probably won't happen, but I'm hoping we go famous and get to write our own songs.
Yes, Aideen.
Mm-hmm. And will they be about cats and Lego and bikes? Maybe a cat on a Lego bike.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
A cat on a Lego bike.
Yeah, that could be the next song. I mean, Ed Sheeran had a song called Lego House. Why can't it be Lego Bike with a cat?
Exactly. We have visions. We have visions.
Guys, it's been so good. And thank you so much for singing for us today. And best of luck now. And hopefully Santa gets you all those. Let me know about the cat.
I will let you know. I will tell you. I'll tell Siobhan to like contact you or something. Then I'll tell you if I got the cat.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river they soar.
A massive thank you to the Stageworks Choir at Killarney School of Music for taking the time to sing us those beautiful Christmas songs, and of course our lovely Killala song, which everyone is obsessed with and thinks of GAA and all those kind of things with it. And to Roisin, Aideen and Rowan for chatting with us too. And of course the amazing Siobhan Buston, who is doing an incredible job helping these children find their vocal cords.